Oh, yeah.
You eat the turtle. Mm-hmm. You eat the turtle.
The terrapin lives on land, and the turtle lives in the water. Is that?
Well, they both go in water.
I see. But you have a name for one that just lives on land. I don't know if they're up this far north in Georgia.
Oh. It ain't a gopher, is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen one, but I've heard of them.
Uh-huh.
We've got a terrapin yet living on land.
Is that right?
Yeah, you'll probably find see one crossing the road between you and town.
Is that right? What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
All right. What do you call this part of a man's body?
Chest.
All right. And do you have a name for a small, flat-bottom craft with oars that you might use on a lake?
Boat.
Now, would you have a different name if it had a pointed front or a square front?
I don't know.
Uh huh. It's a term, pierrot or batteau, common to you?
I've heard the name batteau, but I've never heard nothing called that other name.
Okay. That's more Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the covering for a pillow? Something that you put over a pillow?
Pillowcase.
And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty
necklace.
Uh-huh. Or
neck piece.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use anything like a strand of beads, a string of beads, or a pair of beads?
Well, I have heard them called all of them.
Which one might?
Well, I just say string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one really defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Really? Give him a good beating.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's leg right here? You know, for instance, he's down, he's like this. You might say he's down.
On his thigh or hip.
Okay. Yeah, the hunches or honkers, or that those aren't common.
I don't think
it's funny. I thought that those, I was surprised that hardly anyone uses that term in middle Georgia. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
close.
Miser.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
bum.
Okay. And what if the... would you use the same thing for a woman?
Well, I guess so. I don't know nothing else.
How about if a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say, she's really...
dressed up.
And a man, he's really...
yeah, he's dressed up too.
All right. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly...
yes, lively for his age or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Do you ever use a term like peart or spry?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Which one?
I don't know, he's
fiery. Okay. Okay. If a person never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition, you say he's
just lazy.
Okay. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
That's a peccary.
All right. And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
That's a grasshopper.
Okay. What would you call it if somebody or something just went out of control, a car, for example, on ice? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went...
went out of control.
Okay. And how about an explosion? It was an explosion and little pieces of metal went in all directions. You might say the pieces of metal went...
Just everywhere.
Right, very good. That's exactly right. What do you call the old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Children are afraid to go into
a... haunted.
Okay. And what do you call the spirits that are supposed to be in those houses?